Good morning and greetings to you all in Jesus' name. This is Dennis again coming on with your daily inspirations. Thanks for listening in this week, and hopefully you were inspired. So, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask that your presence would be in the midst of our message this morning and in our hearts, Father. We just cry out to you, Father, that you would give us directions and guidance. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so we're going through the book of Acts here, or chapter 1, Acts chapter 1. And we'll just try to finish up the last part there. Let me see. Okay, so we were talking about replacing Judas there, ordaining someone after Judas had committed suicide. In verse 21, it says, "Wherefore of these men, which all have accompanied with us all the time, and that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection." And they appointed to Joseph, called Barabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthew. And they prayed and said, "Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, shew whether of these two men thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthew, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Okay, so we're talking about having an ordination here, there, the ordaining someone in Judas' place, and they appointed to a couple of the brothers there, Joseph, called Barabbas, and then Matthew. And here's the main important thing. It says, and they prayed and said, "Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, shew whether of these two hast thou chosen." You know, the Lord wants us to be interested, to take interest, to reach out, to go forth by prayer, and here they're coming to him in prayer, asking. The Lord already knew who he's going to choose. He already knew that. He could have just spoke to them and said, "Well, it's him." But here they were seeking, they were asking, and they acknowledged the Lord, "Thou knowest all things, all the hearts." And that's a great picture, and that's a picture that we need to have. That we need to have is in our hearts, that we're seeking, that we're asking. And I like to compare it this way. If you are working for someone, your boss will want you to take, he will like it if you take responsibility. If you look ahead and try to figure out, well, what is next? What can I do next? What's the next step going to be? And how the sales, you're always taking responsibility. You're kind of going forth. And you don't just, the boss just tells you to do something, you do it, and then you stand back and say, "Well, I did that now, what's next?" You do the next step, and then you ask the boss again. I think you know what I mean. It's a kind of a lazy aspect there. But Jesus wants us, God wants us to be reaching forth, to be seeking, to be asking, to be moving. And so, yeah, I was just really encouraged when I studied that, when I came across that. Then it says that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. Then it says, and they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthew, and he was numbered with the 11. So, okay, well, thanks for listening in this week. I hope you were encouraged and blessed and inspired and all the above. Let me give you some numbers here. Okay, Saturday morning Bible study, which will be here in about 2 hours. And that is, if I can find it, that number is 857-216-6700. ID number is 525-819. So you're welcome to listen in, and that Bible study starts at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. And then there's also other just a whole list of other messages, good messages that you can listen into, and that is, that number is 641-715-3800. And I don't believe you need any ID number. You can just, it'll give you instructions which message to listen to. But if you want a list, there's like, oh, let me see here. Pull it up now. Yeah, there's like 46 messages, plus a lot of those messages is maybe not only one message. There might be 10 messages on one thing, and really good teaching there. So I would encourage you to listen in on those. And if you want cards like that, then you can just see which number which is. You can contact me or Mose, or just listen to one, and at the end of the message, you can leave a message for us. Okay, well, if you would like to share, leave a message at the end of this message, you can do so by pressing 099. Don't forget to save it by pressing 1. And my number is 330-390-5472. Thanks, and may the Lord bless your day.